What's up, everybody? Mr. Hey Vicious here. Boy, has this whole year been a wild one. It's not a very good year for me. Last year was like one of the worst years of my life, but this one is even worse. My mother told me, she's always, so Mom, I had a bad year this year. And this is what I said last year. I said to my mom, I had a bad year this year. I just can't wait till this year ends. And my mom said, you know, it's going to get worse before it gets better. She was right. I thought she was wrong for a little while because the beginning of this year, I went to a convention in January in Las Vegas. I had a blast. I was like, things are going to get worse before they get better. Yeah, right. Everything was doing great. It was doing great up until, you know, in March, I believe. Yeah, I did a live stream with Portuguese MGTOW. Yeah, I think it was in March. But after March, that was it. Things just went fucked up from there. I mean, things started getting very heavy into the manosphere. You know what I mean? There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of people pretending to be MGTOW or trying to attempt to be a MGTOW, but decided it wasn't for them because they had the wrong idea about what being a MGTOW is. And I've been running into a lot of people that look into this, but they didn't look into it deep enough and let it sink in. I think a lot of them just were trolls, and a lot of them just thought they could fit in. But you know, before I even joined MGTOW, and I even decided to even use the acronym MGTOW, MGTOW, before I even came in here. Because I've been preaching for a very long time. After Mr. Tom Likas retired for a couple of years and came back in 2012, that's when I started making content. It was around 2008, the end of 2008 and then the beginning of 2009. That's how long I've been doing this. I've been yelling and screaming all my life on the camera. Yeah, but you know, since then, I've been yelling and screaming. And I'm getting a lot of people who have the acronym MGTOW on their channel. They could be like, MGTOW man, or whatever, who the fuck. They come and comment on the comment section of my videos. So they're claiming to be MGTOW, and they're over here trying to tell me how I should run my goddamn channel. How I should be presenting myself and this and that. And I go and click on their channel, they don't have no subscribers, they don't have any type of following, they don't have any content, it's just a blank channel. Like I said, these could be trolls. I could be wrong. You know, these guys could be the, you know, those MGTOWs I like to ghost. But you know what, you have no right to even tell me what to do. Okay, I'm gonna tell you that flat out right now. If you're not making content yourself, getting on the camera or whatever, you don't have to show your face, but if you're not getting on the camera or doing something and using your voice and preaching your philosophy, then I don't want to hear you. Because content producers like me, Mr. Elite, Mr. Forma, Zangotti, you know, Mike the MGTOW Monk, all these people that are actually doing the heavy lifting, you have no right to say anything to us. I don't care if you're older than me. I don't care. I don't care. It doesn't mean that you know more than me. Hell, there's guys in their 50s right now, you know, looking up to me and my knowledge, because a lot of them made a mistake of talking shit about me and telling me I'm pathetic, because why would any woman be with you? You sound like a fucking bigot. You're yelling and screaming on the camera. You know what? The reason why I yell and scream on the camera, I already explained this once, and I'm going to explain it again. I yell and scream on the camera because my favorite wrestlers, when I was growing up as a child, especially Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior, all those guys would yell and scream in front of the camera. That's the reason why I do it. And you know what? I do it because it makes my channel stand out different compared to the other channels out there. Because everyone here, I saw so many goddamn MGTOW channels. I listen to their knowledge and everything, but sometimes it makes me want to fall asleep. It does, because there's nothing entertaining about it or anything. There's no music in the background. There's, you know, something just throws me off. I mean, hearing the knowledge is great. Okay, you know, Howard Dare, you know what I mean? He would get boring at times. The Sandman, he'd get boring at times, but they would show pictures. I used to like to listen to their knowledge, but I used to like to look at the pictures. That's what made them different. I used to like that. You know, what makes me stand out different? Because I yell and scream because I'm trying to get a point across to you. I want to be loud and clear, and I want you to hear it. Okay, I'm not trying to be violent here. I'm not trying to make MGTOW look bad here, okay? I'm not no fucking problem. I've been doing this since 2009. Until my fucking channel, my very first channel, got shut down by YouTube. And then, just recently, in like 2016, I started doing this. I started using the MGTOW acronym this time. And boy, has it changed since I fucking was preaching my mentality before all this. I mean, it created a brotherhood, which was... I wasn't too keen on being a part of a brotherhood or being part of any type of live streams or anything like that until Portuguese asked me to go on a live stream. So I gave in. And yeah, Portuguese MGTOW, he got me into it. And so I just started seeing a brotherhood started to go in there. But I knew exactly what was going to happen. I knew what was going to happen. People were going to start beefing with each other, and it's already has. It has a couple of times already. And I might have to walk away from this. Because the way I remember it, when I was first doing content, okay, I didn't give a fuck about my subscribers, you know, subscribing to my channel, whatever. I didn't give a fuck about money. I didn't care. I just wanted to spread the message, and I wanted views. That's all I wanted. And I got them. And I did get comments in the comment section. It was fun back in the day. When I first started doing this, all the beef I had with anybody was from these married ass cucks, these simps out there talking down to me and talking all this bullshit. And then years later they go, oh, well, you know, last time I talked to you, I was bashing on you and this and that, but I got divorced and everything you're saying is true. Whatever. And I used to get single mothers bashing on me and all this shit because I used to lay it down. I could recover my old content because that was really savage shit. I was more savage back then than I am now. I was still yelling and screaming and shit, but whatever. But I was pretty savage. Really savage. Just like Tom Likas was. He still is. But when I would talk to them in the comment sections, they would not know what to say. They would finally give up because they could not have a logical explanation why I am such a bad person or what I am doing wrong. No, I'm spreading the message, and a lot of men caught this message and they applied it to their life. I've done that with a lot of people. Now, like I said, those married guys thought they knew it all, and then they get divorced, and then they get fucked over in court, lose everything, and then they're back over here. Some of them still hate me. Some of them still hate me because I was right. And I know half of my subscribers are my haters. I already know it. But without your haters, you know, you're nothing. Because if you don't have haters on your channel, I swear to God, if you don't have any haters, you are not doing anything right. You're not doing anything right. Because all these haters, they're just going to challenge you, they're going to make fun of you, and this is all they have, though. They have only insults. They only insult you. That's it. There's people saying with my yelling and screaming that I'm the problem, I'm part of the problem. I'm not part of the problem. I've been doing this for years. I'm sorry, but this is just how I do it. This is how I stand out different compared to everyone else. And a lot of people subscribe to me because they find me entertaining. And a lot of the shit they agree with me, and a lot of shit they don't agree with me. You know? This is the way I do things. Yeah, I drink my 40. I smoke my cigars. I don't smoke them inside anymore because I installed some smoke detectors and all that shit, carbon monoxide detectors, because you don't know, because, you know, when I move into a new place, you don't know if there's going to be a gas leak or anything. You don't know. Because some landlords, man, they are just irresponsible. Some of them. Yeah, I'm glad to see that there is actual content creators out there showing their face or somewhat. You can use a mask or whatever. But just preach your philosophy. A lot of people may not agree with you, but you know what? A lot of people will. A lot of people don't agree with me. I'm going to tell you that right now. You guys probably all know that. Some people don't like my yelling and screaming. So what? You know, my mom used to yell and scream at me like a goddamn drill sergeant all the time. My dad used to be like, "Hun, calm down. Stop yelling at the kids like a goddamn drill sergeant. What the hell?" Yeah, my dad hated yelling and screaming too, and I can understand a lot of you hate yelling and screaming. Maybe you heard it all your life as a kid because your parents or your dad was a madman, or your mom was a rabid fucking human being, and then your parents just yelled and shouted at each other all the time, and that's probably because you don't like it. I can understand that. But not all my videos I'm yelling and screaming all the time. But the manosphere has changed since I've been doing it. First time I've been doing it. And it has changed. I never thought I'd be part of a brotherhood. I never thought that we would have MGTOW meetings and discuss things. I never thought that this would ever happen. But it happened. But this whole year has been garbage. It's been a lot of drama. And I can't wait till this year ends, because I know next year is going to be good for me. I could feel it. Because when I went to Florida at this convention, you know, and I spreaded MGTOW, and people already knew the philosophy. And a lot of girls were like, "Why are all the men distant from us? Are we intimidating?" I'm just like rolling my eyes. I'm like, no, because before the convention started, I talked to all these men that are producers, and I told them what to look for. And they kind of snapped, and they were just like, their eyes widened, and they're like, "You know, I didn't see it that way, man." Yeah, it could happen to you. They could sue you for sexual harassment, all this shit. It could happen. When I told them that, a lot of them just snapped. Yeah. I stayed away from women, too. I waited till, and this always happens, women will approach me because they know I'm a producer, and they ask me what I'm into and everything. I wasn't too keen on doing anything when I was over there. Wasn't too keen at all. A lot of girls, and I handed out my business card, a lot of girls came up to me asking for work. But, you know, I wasn't really too keen on doing that. I just wanted to relax because I was having a fucking bad year. I really am. I'm having a fucking bad year. Man, I had to fucking move and all this shit. Moving sucks. It really does. It sucks. I move into a neighborhood where there's nothing but girls. You know, you guys would say, "Well, you know, that should be a good thing." No, really, it's not, because they're all single mothers, for one. I don't want to deal with that shit. And I really don't want to hook up with women. I'm not into that anymore. I want to make money. I want girls. I'm looking for a specific type of girl who is willing to get on the camera and do things to make me money. I'll pay her, and then I go send it off and I get paid. And it's just the bottom line, you know. There's a lot of, oh my god, since I moved into the next city over, oh my god, there's a lot of hot fucking, holy shit. And yes, I'm a MGTOW, but still, I have those urges, you know, to want to fuck a bitch, okay? It's okay, you guys in the MGTOW manosphere out there, I'm going to tell you something right now. It's okay to hook up with a bitch if you want to. If you want to. It's perfectly okay and it's perfectly natural. Okay? We all have those urges. We do. We have to fuck something. We have to be relieved down there. In some odd way, whether you get a sex doll or whatever, how you do your thing, I don't care. But the real thing, sometimes we gotta have it. Yeah. We do. And it's okay to have sex and be a MGTOW. You know, with a girl. You know, it's okay to have sex with a woman and, you know, and still call yourself a MGTOW. There's nothing wrong with that. I never saw anything wrong with that. At all. And a lot of people have their different views on MGTOW. You have your different views. There's a lot of things I don't agree with monks. There's a lot of things I don't agree with these purple pills. There's a lot of things I don't agree with a whole lot of MGTOWs. Okay, we'll disagree with each other just to disagree, okay? Whatever, put your differences aside. But I've been seeing a lot of drama in the community, and I don't want that. I want this thing to be a big old huge fucking deal, okay? If you spot a fake MGTOW, and they're a lot of them are hard to spot, but once you spot one, just make sure you get the facts straight and debunk this person, and they will leave. Just like we did with Yogi Yobes and JB Gunner and Angry MGTOW, that fucking asshole. That guy was a true asshole. We'll debunk him. Just debunk him. But yeah, I've been doing this since 2009, and my channel got shut down, and I was gone for several years, and I came back in 2016, and I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna chime in on this shit. And my friends, they saw my knowledge in that very first MGTOW video that I made, and I found it, and I think I'm gonna share it with you guys. This is what started it all. Literally, this is what started it all. And I'm gonna show you that video. It was hilarious. My boss found it hilarious. My friends found it hilarious. But they said, you got your points. You do got your points. You got a good point there. And a lot of people started joining the adult industry and got curious about it because I mentioned it. Okay? And I was still doing it at the time, but I haven't been doing that for almost 2 years. I haven't been dipping my toes into the adult industry for about 2 years now. I've been going to the conventions, but haven't been doing any content or producing it. You know, there's a bunch of strippers, exotic dancers that I know at these clubs, not too far away from me. They've been asking for work. I said, that's fine. I was like, that's fine. You can, you know, when I'm ready and when you're ready, give me a call. Here's my fucking phone number. If you don't call me, I'll come back over here and I'm going to drag you through the mud and I'm going to bring you over there and we're going to do this. Because you approached me about this. So yeah, I have females in line. I've just been taking a break on that shit, you know. I used to hang around women all the time. All the time. When I hit 21 until I hit about 25, you know, I was dibble-dabbling in adult friend finder, hooking up with bitches there, and then I was going to the strip clubs, getting phone numbers, and a week later I'd be hooking up with a bitch at the strip club. I dated once, and then one girl told me at the strip club, because she was an exotic dancer, she was an older one. She said, yeah. She's all, good luck with that. She's going to cheat on you. Look at all the men. It's like a buffet to these women. It's a lot. Yeah, she was right, but you know what? I learned as I went. As I went along. But so I had to take a break for about 2 years dealing with women. I did. But like I said, sometimes us MGTOWs, we have these urges. We do. And it's okay, you guys. You can fuck a bitch if you want to. Just don't cohabitate with them. Don't get them pregnant. Do not marry them. It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to jump back into that plantation. Dangerous. Very dangerous. Well, this video has gone on long enough. It's probably one of my longer videos. But yeah. It's okay, guys. You can fuck a bitch if you want to and still call yourself a MGTOW. It's okay. It's okay. Just don't be preaching any hate speeches towards women and everything. Women are not all that bad. I met plenty of women that are good. You know, none that I wouldn't have sex with, but you know, I met plenty of women who I have had sex with who, you know, are not that bad. It really isn't. And I don't hate women. I don't. I don't hate them at all. I just know that a lot of them can be very childish, and most of them are. It's sad, but it's true. But it is what it is. I see a woman, and they see another guy, and they want that they have sex with and everything. They want them to be the lover and the daddy at the same time. That's just how I see it. And I don't want to be nobody's dad, okay? I don't want it, you know, I just don't want to take care of anybody, or I just want to take care of myself. That's it. It may sound selfish, but you know what? That's just the way it goes these days. This is why a lot of men are walking away. Because men out there, you know, they're starting to understand and realize their self-worth. They really are. And when I was at that convention recently in Florida, I started noticing men noticing their self-worth. Literally. MGTOW is spreading. The red pill rage is spreading out there. And I'm glad. We need this. We need to protect ourselves. There's a lot of poisonous snakes out there. I'm Mr. A. Vicious, signing off.